Well, I'm going to try to make this tape that I said I'd record and send to y'all. I hope it works out all right. I hope Max and Sue's over there. So y'all can all hear it. So I'll just start out like this. Hello, Mother. Hello, Maxie. Hello, Sue. Hi, Keithy. Hi, Craig. Hi, Baby Todd. I bet you boy is really growing, ain't you? Well, today's Tuesday, the 6th of 6th on the 6th. So, the days are slowly passing away. Sure will be glad when they're all over with. I sure don't like it over here. I'm sitting here in my tent now. There's a couple more guys in here, too. But I'll try to make this tape anyhow, so if you hear them talking or hollering or anything, don't think nothing about it. You'll probably hear a lot of noise on the tape. I mean, planes going over, first one thing, another, but don't get alarmed because it's just airplanes from the airport over here or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, like I said, I sent Linda 3 tapes since I've had my recorder, and I've got one from her. I got it the other day. It really did help to hear her voice. I mean, boy, it really did make me happy. And she writes me every day, bless her heart. Yesterday I got a fruitcake from her, one of those Claxton fruitcakes from Claxton Bakery there in Georgia. I really did enjoy that. I got a letter from Mink Beulah today, and let her to tickle me too. That's the first time I'd heard from her, and she told me that you had talked to her on the telephone. You told me in your letter too that you had talked to her. So I sat down and I wrote her back. I just got through eating dinner a little while ago, if you want to call it dinner. This slop they serve in the Army is something else. I do need some good cooks or something. I could sure go for some good home cooked food. This over here is, boy, I tell you, I don't see why they serve it like they do. Well, it rained all day yesterday and last night, and it rains all the time over here. It's real hot too. It's a different kind of rainness and hotness than it is at home. I didn't know it, but last night and yesterday when it was raining so hard, well, it blowed in the tent here, but I didn't know it. And I got up this morning, I looked in my footlocker, and everything in my footlocker was just soaked. It really made me sick. All my uniforms messed up. Some of my pictures got messed up. Just a couple of them got messed up. Luckily, I had them in plastic, but all my letters got wet. I saved the biggest part of them, though. And I don't know, just some little personal things in there. That's what kind of got to me. I guess it'd be all right. Ain't nothing I can do about it now. I've been working down on the Macon Delta for the past, about last week, I guess. And boy, it sure is hot. And the jungles down there, I've never seen such thick jungles in all my life. The insects are something else. I mean, they're really bad. But I guess I can live with it. For the time I've got to do over here, I know I've got to do it, so I'll just have to tough it out. Guess y'all wonder what it's kind of wonder what it's like over here. Well, I hadn't been to town other than just passing through in my truck when I was on a job, if you want to call it town. It's a village, really. Just little grass shacks. Sometimes you'll see a wooden one. Sometimes you see a halfway nice one. But all in all, it's all real dirty. And I don't know. I just don't see how the people can live like they do. The little old streets are real narrow. Maxie, you've been to Japan. You probably know what I'm talking about. There's very few automobiles. It's mostly army trucks and bicycles and scooters and little push carts and stuff like that. Maybe you see a couple of oxen pulling a buggy and there'll be a couple of people in it. People carrying stuff on their heads. And the thing that really amazed me is today you might see a Vietnamese going to work and he'll have his lunch with him, but the funny part of it is it's a live chicken. I mean, they had never killed it or nothing. After they get to work, well, they'll boil a hot boiling water and just drop the chicken, kill the chicken, drop them in there and pluck the feathers. I mean, it's really nasty. It's something else. I can't get adjusted to it, but anyway. Just a minute. We're getting our area built up pretty good now. We got that mess hall built. They put up a screen to show us movies with. And they host church service over there in the mess hall. I went Sunday and I really enjoyed it. It was real good. It wasn't like being in church at home, but I did enjoy it. And we about three quarters of a mile, or a mile, I don't know, something like that from the main base, our outer perimeter, we're out from the Air Force base. And we got a perimeter guard set up on the outskirts of our tents and everything out here, which we have guard duty. We have a motor pool, and where we park all our trucks and pull motor stables and all that. We live in tents, naturally. Well, we got sandbags around our tents here. I'm looking around here trying to think what to talk about. And we got our old army cots to sleep on. And we have a Connex box where they have mail call. That's where I spend the biggest part of my time. We have mail call twice a day. Once at 12 and then once at 6. And I'm always waiting in line for mail call, but it sure does mean a lot to get mail, I'll tell you. We get a radio station over here. It's an Armed Forces radio station. And we get country western music and some of the news from back home. The way they set it up, it's a plane flies around or something, and all of this news and all of this music and everything is coming off of tapes, and they run it into our radio somehow. And they've got it set up about the best they can for us, I guess. I don't know. I hate it over here. I could never like it. I wished I was back home, but I guess I'll go ahead and, like I said, I have to get stuff down. That's all I can do. Tommy and Larry's doing just fine. Tommy sleeps in the same tent I do. Larry sleeps about three tents up from me. And we all see each other quite a bit. And we've taken some pictures, first one thing, another, you know. Down here, and I'm going to be sending y'all some. I guess y'all already got the ones that I sent the other day. Well, I sent y'all last night, Maxie. But I sent Mama's the other day in with a little pillowcase I got. I tried to find another one that said Mother, but I couldn't find it, Mama. So that one there is about the best I could get. I hope you liked it, and I hope you got there. It's got a picture of me and I with it, and if it ain't got there, well, it should get there one day. When I get a camera, I'll take some more pictures of all this around here and send to y'all. I know y'all would like to see what it's like. I'll go down to one of the villages one day and take some pictures down there and send them to you too. Mama, I'm glad you went to Word. I know that'll help you a lot. I know it'll keep your mind occupied other than just sitting around the house there looking at them four walls. I couldn't take care of myself. I'd just be glad when I get back, everything, get started on a job. Me and Linda can be together again, start our family. Well, I'm just counting the days till it gets here. I sure will be glad. Maxie, I guess you about ready to take that vacation, ain't you, brother? Well, I'm real proud for you. I know y'all really enjoy it. Even if you don't go anywhere, it'd be nice to be off a while, because you really hustled over at that store. I know that, and you need to rest. I hope y'all really enjoy it. Wish I was there so we'd go fishing. Hey, oh yeah, fishing you over here. You know, I thought fishing material would be cheap over here, but man, it's not. I mean, they just don't have any. These people over here, that I thought probably I could find a rod and reel or something, you know. But they don't have it. These people fish for the food. They don't fish for the sport. I mean, they use nets and poles and stuff like that. And so, I thought I'd be able to send some fish and stuff home, but I don't guess I will. I'm hoping to get to meet Linda on the R&R. We wrote about it and talked about it in letters and everything. I just hope and pray we get to. It's going to cost quite a bit, but we're going to be able to save a little while I'm over here. And since I made specialist four, that gave me about about $50 a month raise. And so I think it'd be worth it to go and meet her on my own. It'd be about 5 days we'll get to spend together. And as bad as I want to see her, boy, I just really wouldn't care what it costs. I guess I'm being senseless about it, but you never know. I mean, well, I just think that I ought to go see her if it's where I can, because it would mean an awful lot and make time pass a little better over here, you know. When y'all get this tape, well, I want y'all to all sit down and send me a tape back. I want to hear the boys talk. And I want to hear y'all's voice. It really does me good to hear y'all's voice over here. These tape recorders are just marvelous. I don't regret getting this one at all. And Linda said that she sure didn't regret getting hers, so this worked out real good. Right now, I'm going to say a word or two to Keith and Craig. Get them up close to the recorder so they can hear you. Hi, Keithy. Hi, Craigie. Hi, Todd. What you boys been doing? Well, this is your Uncle Gene talking to you. I'm over here playing G.I. Gene with Uncle Sam. It's what y'all been doing, okay? Been playing a lot? You fixing to start school, ain't you, Keithy? Well, Uncle Gene's real proud of you, son. I know you'll do real good in school. I thank the world of you boys. I sure would like to see you. Uncle Gene's gonna be back home one of these days, though. And you and you too, Craigie. You too, Todd. We'll get your mom and daddy and we'll all go out to the park on a picnic or something. Me and Lando come down there. Okay? You wanna do that? I know you do. I'm gonna try to send you boys something from over here when I can. I don't know what I'll send yet, but I'm gonna send y'all something you like. So One of these days, the postman will bring y'all something that Uncle Gene sent to you. All right. Okay. Bye-bye, boys. Uncle Gene loves you. Mama, his grandpa and grandma ever, have you ever talked to them about moving over there with you yet? And whether they decided they would or not. I hope they do. It'd be a lot of company for you tonight. I hate to stay there and be stressed tonight. Sure glad that Linda found someone nice girl to live with, like Johnny's wife, that helps them out, you know, not having to be with herself and everything. How's Grandpa doing after his operation? I hope he didn't have much trouble. I worried about that a lot. And, well, I couldn't help but worry about it. You know, Grandpa's getting pretty old. I guess that was about the first time he'd ever been in the hospital, wasn't it? I had never got a letter from Grandma yet. I've been expecting one about any day. But I haven't got one. I wrote down one. I never did get an answer from hers. So when I write and they don't answer, well, I just don't write no more until I get an answer. Max and Sue, I want to tell y'all, I really do appreciate y'all writing me often like you do. It really does help. You too, Mama. I appreciate all of you writing. Mail means a lot over here. I mean, it helps the day pass. Listen, this tape's got to run out on this side, so when it runs out, I'm going to turn it over and play the other side the best I can. And that way we all hear about, I guess, about 30 minutes from my old Tulare.